I'm walking down the corridors in Clonmara with Jessica Buckley, who's bringing me down to her performance space. And Jessica was just explaining that even though there's no performance on, the ghosts of the performance are there to be seen. Would that be correct, Jessica?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's basically a 3-foot square Perspex box that I've built and put into this little space. And I'm in there and I'm covering myself in this terracotta clay. And as I'm doing that, as audience members come in, it's a very dark space, but a light comes on, a censored light. So when that happens, I react. It's just in here. I basically react to the audience. If you want to try and make your way in here.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're in pitch black here at the moment, and I'm just following the rope that Jessica has laid out for me.
So I kind of finished now, so I was pretty much left at the moment.
So you were in the box reacting to people?
Yeah, I was in here, and as you can see, these are marks that I've like formed on it with the clay as I was kind of shaking myself like crazy, so that the clay I'd covered myself in and built up would lash off onto these walls, and it was like kind of an attempt to block people out, and kind of a don't look at me, keep me inside here in my own little world. And as each day passed that I performed, these marks built up more and more, and people, you know, it was less visible then, you know, and they'd try and peek in, and it I think it formed lovely kind of marks because they were like chance marks as well. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, and it ended up building up to be something in itself. Even if I'm not in here performing, that you can still see that there was a life in here, that there was something happened, you know, there's the space still kind of breathes a bit. So that's what I liked about it, that I didn't have to be here all the time as well, that there was still something going on.
And did you get much reaction from it, Jessica, or is that part of the thing for you to interact with the people that come in?
Yeah, I think pretty much every performance I've done has involved an interaction with people. Like, my rule about this was you could only come in one at a time, unless there was a child now or something and they didn't want to come in the dark, but that you could only come in one at a time, and that light would be this way, and it's like you get up here first before the light comes on, and it's more of a sensory experience because you're in the pitch black dark and you're suddenly relying on your instincts around you. It's like bringing us back to our primitive instincts and where have they gone, because we've so much light in the world, and I've done a lot of work in the dark, so it's a lot of it comes from that kind of side of it, of do you want to be watched, do you think there's somebody in the darkness looking at you, and who has the power and the control. I love playing on that with the audience, and I always get a lot of big reactions out of it as well, because they're just that little bit more powerful. If you're on your own, you feel like you're part of the performance as well. So
Do you have any kind of dance or movement background, Jessica? Or
I do, actually. I have a dance and karate background. So, I suppose I kind of got into using my body a bit earlier, and I suppose that makes sense, all right. I got a few screams in here, all right, actually. And they actually turned out to be my sisters. I didn't realise. I didn't even know they were in Galway. To see the show, that kind of surprised me to come up, and they came in, and when the light came on, this loud shriek came out, and I have this microphone inside the box.
Okay.
And it amplifies whatever sound I make on these speakers outside, so apparently as soon as that scream came out of the speakers, there was a massive queue up outside the door because people were like, oh my god, what's in there, I have to get in and have a look. So I was non-stop then for the next 2 hours, like, but
there you go, there's a lesson in there somewhere, I suppose.
Yeah, but like I do get a lot of reactions like that, especially when people don't like being in the dark, and it's the kind of reaction that I would look for as well, because it means that there is something behind where did our primal instincts go, you know, and it's people are afraid of the dark when we used to live in the dark. And there was performances I did where it was just completely in the dark all the time, and older generation would actually stay in the room for a long time, and they'd get a different feeling out of it, and they'd have a different reaction where they'd be much calmer, and they might read into it in a spiritual way or something like that, whereas younger generation were just, they would just freak out, you know, they would just get so scared and they'd come running back out of the space. So it shows a big difference in that way, alright.